not being and knowing how they take you into this to keep you going, that I continued. Then finally I said, shut up. And I shut it up. And then the next thing I looked around again.
You said you verbalized it.
I just shut it up, yeah. I just shut it up.
Good for you. You had every right.
Yeah. But then I knew it was time for me to see this lawyer. So, you know, after a few minutes, and they're standing there, and then they start bullshitting with somebody else, and then I really started to get me, because I'm standing here still handcuffed, and I don't understand it. But then at the same time, they ran a check, they found that one of the tickets, like the one ticket that it was, turned into a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, $135? I mean, come on.
That was because selling something on the street.
Selling stuff on the street.
How ridiculous.
Subsidizing my income.
Right.
Trying to live, because the money you give them is scary.
Trying to live honestly.
Okay. I mean, I made a pact with myself about four or five years ago, that, you know, damn, I've done wrong. You know, golly, it's so easy to do wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out somewhere doing something right. And so, you know, I try to live my life pretty much right. I'm not perfect. I'm not the rightest person. But I'm trying to live my life right.
Right.
And next thing I know, I said, well, you know, after a few minutes, and they start bullshitting with this other guy and just kept on going and laughing and so forth, I said, well, look, are you finishing me? Because I'd like to go on and see this attorney or what? You know, oh, what did I say that for? Oh, they immediately said, oh, no, you have an appointment? Well, let's give you another appointment.
You gave them an opportunity to really fuck with you. You told them you want to see a lawyer. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I was going to see a lawyer about a whole nother matter. It wasn't about them.
Yeah,
I
but mean, still, they heard the word lawyer. So, yeah. Oh, we have a real good chance. This guy's really going to get fucked over now.
Right. So,
if we just to go get a soda or something, it wouldn't be that big a deal around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's called sadism.
Very much so. And it irked me, and I just, so they called the paddy wagon. The paddy wagon came and took me right down to jail, and I spent the next 8 hours in holding and got out that even lost everything.
I'm going to move around here just so I can sit down. I feel kind of funny, like I'm, you know.
Aren't you?
Yes, yeah, but not in that way. Yeah, I don't want to call it like I'm secure. I mean, I'm the interviewer.
I think,
here, more equal standards.
Anyway, I was kind of hurt, so they just, you know, I spent that time, and somebody promised they would take my basket 2 or 3 blocks, and instead of me thinking, telling them to take all my stuff with me, and then make them write all that up, because they probably would have been so reluctant to do that.
Uh-huh.
So that's another point. Are you all, if you're getting a rasp on them, and you have a basket, you have a bunch of stuff, take it all with you, make them document it all, because, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, if they're going to be an asshole, you know, and then you may as well let them do some work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they may change their mind about it.
Right. They don't want to go through that paperwork.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't want to be doing it, but then at the same time, it taught me a lesson, though. It really did. I've had some horrible things happen to me. You know,